as it turns out, happening just happens. My red clay diary just fell to the floor and splayed itself open to one particular page. From 20 years ago, these thoughts presented themselves to me. I wonder whether these insights will endure another 20 years. Red clay diary entry. Life just seems to happen to me. Or is it that I happen to life? Would life even be if I were not happening to it? And if it is the case that life is happening to me rather than I to it, does it make one whit of difference in the universal schemelessness of things? Where was I? Oh yeah, about life in the hereafter and the here before. Is life happening to me or am I happening to it? Want to know the answer? And if so, what good would it do to know the answer? Is it better to muddle along and be surprised by the next big thing? Or is it better to know all the answers and know all the formula and have infinite knowledge about everything and every happening? Is knowledge necessarily a good thing? Or is it better to know very little and guess even less and just roll with the dice of the universe, hoping it will all come out to the good? When Aristotle was asked what a person could gain by uttering a falsehood, he replied, "Not to be credited when he shall tell the truth." Shall I tell you the truth about life? If I lie to you in this diary entry, you will not credit me when I finally do say something true. On the other hand, if I tell you the truth, you could be in danger of not being able to tell when I eventually lie to you. It might be best to drop this treadmill quest for truth and simply do this. Take stock of each precious moment this week and allow the dice of the universe to roll on. Remember that the dots facing down on the dice are just as important as the dots facing up. Being kind and loving and caring really matters. The truths constantly change and disguise themselves, but being kind and loving and caring always counts.